Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
We so sincerely are. And if you've been with us all weekend, then you already know it's been a big celebration weekend, because the fact that my beloved Sri Ram Ka is here with us at all is part of this miracle in action that we have all been unfolding. And one of the miracles in action we're unfolding right now is getting this broadcast up at YouTube. And we are today streaming at Oneness Talk Radio over at YouTube. We normally stream at Official Sri and Kira. We were having issues getting on there today. So if you want to catch us at YouTube today, please go to YouTube and check out our channel, Oneness Talk Radio. And while you're there, subscribe. And so welcome, beloved ones. We want to welcome everyone tuning in from bbsradio.com, over at onenesstalkradio.com in the chat room. And hey, we are here wanting to be with you, share with you. So remember, the phone lines are open. Give us a call, 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500 for sharing, comments, questions, mini soul readings, all of the above. And so, you know, Sri and I plan one show today. And we are still, we are literally, you guys can kind of help us determine, we're still kind of deciding what is the show we're really going to be giving you, because yes, we are still talking about the April energies. We are still talking lots about what's going on in this month. And this is one of those months that is honestly unfolding almost moment by moment. You know, when we give the overarching predictions and the energy of the month, that's all very accurate. However, the intensity of this month has almost been one breath at a time.
Well, it's been a wild and crazy month, and most of you who are connected with us know that it's been very intense for Kira and I personally. And the more that we share our personal journey of what's been going on late March into April, the more we recognize how this is like a metaphor for what other people are experiencing.
Yes, and the emails.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been so much that has come in, people sharing the transitions that they have been experiencing in their lives and the incidents that are causing them to deepen their commitment. Because truly, as we go into April, it's about illusion or illumination. And that, you may say, oh, illumination, illusion. No, it's about the normal reality, quote unquote, or the ascended reality.
Well, you know, I want to share with you, Sri, that you are definitely tuning in without even looking at the Oneness Talk Radio chat room. The most recent post is, there definitely is a new normal. Absolutely, we agree. Another person, normal is that place where you feel at peace with yourself and the world. Bravo! Yeah. Absolutely true. And, you know, we have, like I mentioned, we had this show planned for you. However, everything has been shifting very quickly in our world as well. And so we're really here with open hearts, just sharing all of us the opportunity to come together in this extraordinary miracle energy that is very present among this community right now. And Sri, we have received so many emails that we kind of thought, why not start with some of these emails that have come in? Because as you just mentioned, so many of you, we are, you know, it's very humbling to have gone through what Sri and I just went through. And if you're not sure what all that means, please go tune into yesterday's show. If you did not tune into yesterday's Explore the Mysteries, you honestly missed something special. Go watch it.
Yesterday, we had the honor of being connected with so many beings who were holding love and light during my own medical, quote unquote, crisis, or was it opportunity?
Oh, it was both, baby.
And we were touched by the love and the sharing, the profound sincerity of the community that has gathered. And as we continue to share today, the emails are another opportunity for you to relax, open your heart and realize how deeply connected we all are.
In every single way. And so remember, if you would like to share an email with us, we love hearing from you. I will share that we do have people who monitor this because we get so many emails, but they always get passed to us. We always know what's happening. So you can always send us an email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com. And that's where these emails were sent to us. And so we've received a lot. And Shree, I want to start with this one. Now, the reason, guys, we're starting with this one is because it actually expands on the conversation we were having yesterday, leads us into a lot of events that have happened here today, and we're going to kind of get to a point where we're going to ask you guys whether or not you want to hear the ensoulment that came in about an hour ago. And so we're kind of working through that because I think this is really a moment of you guys are in live time with us creating a miracle. And remember, it wasn't too long ago, we were all in live time doing ceremony. And remember when we had that first attack with the land next door and the birth of the Christos energy on the property here and the ceremony and the resurrection of the sleeping warriors out here at the new temple that we've created.
Yes.
And so you guys have been with us real time watching all of this unfold during this period, during this cycle, and we're still in it. We're in it till April 16th. And forgive me, guys, if my voice is hoarse, it's been a big week. Lots of crying.
When Kira gets a little tired, the voice in the throat. And
you can always tell when I've done just a little too much. Yeah, because I want to read this beautiful email.
I'll do that. But I just want to acknowledge right here and now.
Please.
That I'm looking at the screen here showing how many people are logged in over Oneness Talk Radio. And it's such an honor because we have people from the United Kingdom, from Germany, from Poland, from Romania, Italy, Cameroon, Nigeria.
Hungary. Yeah.
Looks like
India, New Zealand, Australia,
New Zealand, Russia,
of course, all over the United States, all over Canada, South America. Wow.
And the reason I share that with you is it touches me so deeply to be living in an era where we can confirm that which we intuited. You know, that's maybe one little bonus of the technology, to be able to look at that and go, I know there's souls out there that are my friends and family. I just haven't met them yet. You know, it's like I haven't met them in this consciousness. And it is so delightful to be able to look at the login map and see where people are. And I say to you, thank you.
We love you so much. And, you know, it really is a blessing, Shree, when we can come together in this oneness. You know, that is what Oneness Talk Radio was founded for, to be a platform that celebrates the diversity in all languages and all voices, that every voice deserves to be heard, knowing that we may not agree with each other, but we each have the right to be. And we love you so dearly and are so excited that you are here with us. We're so excited that we are here and alive, you know? And, So let's read this. Let's start with this letter. You want to start? Okay, I'm going to give it to you because your voice is, doesn't Shree have that wonderful, yummy voice? He does. Let's all enjoy that voice.
Well, this email came in after yesterday's show.
And again, Explore the Mysteries is, you can watch it at YouTube.
Oneness Talk Radio
at
YouTube.
The Oneness Talk Radio YouTube channel. Go watch, and if you watched it only once yesterday, you might want to watch it again.
There were some nuggets.
There was a lot that happened.
The subject line, please expand on, they can't find you if you're unplugged from the illusion.
Now, we talked about this on yesterday's show.
That was a line that Kira shared. So the letter goes like this. Dear beloved Shree and Kira, I listened to yesterday's radio show twice to be sure I heard everything. What a powerful show. I was also on the miracle team call and found myself smiling and crying in agreement. So many of the comments by others. The love energy was magical yesterday.
You know, I just want to interrupt and say that if you do not yet have the app, please download the app onto your phone. It just go to your Apple or Android accounts, and the name of the app is Spiritual Mastery with Shree and Kira. And if you just put in Spiritual Mastery or even just put in Shree and Kira, it'll pull up the app. But if you have that app and you have become one of our Mastery Mentorship members, you remember you will be getting both the audio and the video will be posted today, sometime later today, inside the app. And reconnect with that ceremony. It really is very powerful. Surprise ensoulments happening every month. I mean, that's what's still happening right now.
Well, and she continues.
Yeah.
As Shree shared his experience, I have the image of Gandalf the Grey becoming Gandalf the White.
I love that image.
What he said made so much sense. I honor his wisdom and courage.
Thank you.
Could you please expand on how being unplugged helps keep us off the radar of the illusion. Even unplugging from all news, I have had destiny choices in my face, ranging from dental care to shifting nutritional needs to my grandmother's nursing home closing. On the front end of these events, I felt fear as a being taunting me to give in. Once I got to the other side, finding my higher choices, I felt light and free. Are you saying that by unplugging from anything, we can avoid, and then we have the resources and clarity to gracefully deal with the events we cannot avoid? So can we unplug from anything?
I want you to read that sentence again. Yeah. I want you guys to hear her question again, because this is the crux of the email, and this is what we're going to be talking about. So let's read that question again.
Are you suggesting that by unplugging from anything we can avoid, then we will have resources and clarity to more gracefully deal with the events we cannot avoid?
And there it is. And the answer is short. Yes, that is exactly. And we're going to expand more about that. But I think the other part of her email that would be really powerful to read is the PSS. And yeah. Maybe I should read that because it's about you. Uh-oh. And, you know, Sri and I were having this conversation that if the reason we have just gone through what we went through was if even one person could recognize that miracles are real, could call forward this energy into their heart, then it would have been worth it for all of us. And I know it's been a lot more than one person because we are one. We are one community. However, I really appreciated the way that Elizabeth, who is the beautiful being who sent this email, I really appreciate the way she said this. And so she first starts talking about how she's been called to a more liquid diet. Sri and I are going to be talking about that a lot as well. But here's what I want to share, guys, this one paragraph, because I think a lot of you may have been going through the same kind of thing. As I waited for an update after Sue's first email about Sri, I remembered my experience of attending David Hawkins' last public event and how annoyed Hawkins got with some of his very longtime followers. He knew he was leaving this planet, and they were still asking beginner questions. They were not assuming their roles as teachers, but wanted to stay in the comfortable role as student. He was like, "You should already understand this. You're asking the same questions over and over." So in the first day of wondering if all would be well with you, Sri Ramka, I made a promise to myself and to the planet that no matter what happened, I would keep walking this walk with all the tools you have shared over the years. And that is the big shift I feel, that many of us made the same promise. More and more lions are walking out of the woods to stand with you both. We've got your back, and a big smiley face. And Sri and I both, I will share with you that we had to read that a couple times before we got on the air today because we kept crying, because it is that moment and we know it, but this is a collective moment. This isn't a Sri or Kira moment. This is a collective moment of the unified stream of the consciousness of the yoga of self-ascension to actually stand up and add this crystalline pillar of light to the matrix that is trying to stop the light. And that is why Sri and I are still here. And the other reason we were reading Elizabeth's email was because after we spent some time, we really spent some time with this email after it was sent to us this morning. And shortly after that, I had to go downstairs and start cooking for Sri because we're now having this whole new way of cooking and creating. And it's very fun, and recipes that we're eager to share with you guys coming to see with us. I had this extraordinary moment with the divine directors where I had to stop everything I was doing and start writing. And I wrote about half, I guess it was, and clearly heard to send it to both Sue and Sri because they needed to be in this energy in real time. And then a little bit later, this whole thing finished. And we've been communicating with, is this just for us? Is this for all of you? And it's been quite a morning, and it was all enhanced because of you, the community, because of reading your letters, and because it was this final email. And for those of you that may not understand what Elizabeth was referring to, when she says there are more lions walking out of the woods, with all our heart and soul, and let's try to put the link in this YouTube when it's done, maybe, please go read. If you read none else, I mean, there are literally thousands of pages of free material at our website, traincarer.com. Go to the Messages of the Masters page, go to the Lost Books of the Essene, and read Lesson 5, A Lion Steps Out of the Woods, because I think if ever this was the moment.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So I want to back up a little bit to underscore a couple of the points that were
Please.
Made because they're potent.
They're extremely potent.
You know, and it reminds me how often we see something or hear something and we don't fully let it in. We don't fully harvest the gift of what was being communicated. So the first thing that she wrote is, if we unplug from the density stuff that we can, then will we have more energy?
Right.
And I'm just going to stop right there. Have you ever noticed how tiring it can be to work with a highly egoic person?
Yes.
Or how tiring it can be to work with a person who has an agenda and they're just trying to drive their point home to you. These are just little mini examples of what is the nature of density. Density is an egoic playground, and it's filled with polarity, and it's filled with the Velcro of me consciousness.
Okay, I want to just interrupt you, Sri. We're being told that Oneness Talk Radio is not broadcasting our show, so it's supposed to be coming in live from bbsradio.com, so we apologize. Maybe there was a glitch at BBS Radio.
No, it's not BBS.
But everybody is saying that they are listening at YouTube, but chatting at Oneness Talk Radio, so Sri's going to pay attention to that, but
that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Well,
thanks for bearing with us.
We appreciate the update.
Yeah.
The thing I'd like you to know is that when you plug into a TV show or read a controversial article or in any fashion are engaged with the density level of the illusion, you are giving your energy to that which is not real. And I don't mean just not real, that which is fear-based and that which will pull you down and tire you out. Now, it doesn't mean you don't know how, doesn't mean that you grew up and you know all the words and language and functioning contracts and you could just be just Jim Dandy.
Can you imagine he's only a few days out of critical care post-op, 30 minutes from death experience? Look at how gorgeous he is. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No.
Was overwhelmed.
Tell me more.
I will. Happy to.
But the thing is, all of those things pull you down into the fear-based strata. So I just really want to underscore, if you have not unplugged from conventional stuff, try it.
Yes.
It's that simple. Just try it. Listen inwardly. Let your soul guide you, because there are times when we just have to deal with density. I had to go into the hospital and without them, this body would be dead. And I'd be hovering around going, missed it.
I think it's too new for me to joke about. You.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
the piece I want to say to you is, given that I have unplugged, given that I do keep my eyes on the divine, all of my spiritual resources were available to me for the challenge that was upon me. And I was able to assist in the total recovery of this body. So I think it's just an important point to remember. Now, that said, I'm going to go tune in and see what's going on with the radio broadcast.
Yeah, they say an archive is playing, which I think the people in the chat aren't hearing us in real time saying, guys, we're on it. So forgive us. Honey, guys, we just got out of the hospital. We are doing the absolute best we can. So once again, we are really sorry and we apologize. And so we are... doing the best we can. And so I'm sorry, guys, hold on. You threw me for a loop there with all the, Sri, I honestly can't deal with all that just happened there.
Okay.
With all the demands to make that work. So guys, I need to breathe a minute. Okay. It's not even our show that's playing right now, according to Jess. It's somebody else's show.
Yeah. Well,
so anyway, why don't we just let that go?
We are going to let
it
go.
This show, huh?
We are going to let it go, but I want to make a point. And the point is, technology has been misbehaving. It has been misbehaving at every turn. There's always some little surprise, because I'm just in at the management panel of the radio, and it's perfect. It's set perfectly for this live show. So I have no idea.
It could be BBS.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, so that said, one second here, and we'll come back and give you 100% attention.
We will edit this out of the final video.
And let's see here. According to one of my indicators, maybe the voice is now coming back.
Okay, they are saying we're great at YouTube, so thank you. Yay! are so grateful. Okay,
so onward
that's
with the sharing.
Thanks for our techno moment.
Because anytime you get distracted by the technology.
I think it's a great demonstration of what can happen.
Well, and then where does your energy go?
And that's why I just unplugged. That's why I said, guys, I have to stop. And I think that was a really brilliant, beautiful, real-time example.
Life is full of so many synchronicities and
there
metaphors.
There is.
Ever since coming out of the hospital and seeing that newborn baby, I've noticed how many little signals from the universe about the rebirth that is upon us, about the resurrection energy that is soon to be more robust on this planet.
I loses my breath thinking about that because we are that close.
Yeah, and we are at a time where we can choose either to be in the illusion of time and space and death and life and all of that stuff, or we can be in the illuminated place of knowing the truth of who you are while still having a body, while still having fun.
And saying, I'm going to take a time out, even if it's on the air, and you know that that's like a faux pas, but that's the gift, isn't it? Isn't the gift saying yes to your authenticity no matter what? You know, it's a powerful moment, my loves. And this moment in April, you know, remember, we're in the Aries moment. And so there's a lot of energy that can go into this illusion right now, especially the energy of combat. Whether you're in combat with yourself, whether you're in combat with another, but there's a lot of energy. And this is why during yesterday's show and going back to Elizabeth's email, I really started sharing with you that I encourage you to try on light and not light versus light and dark, you know, just basically that which is light and that which is not light, which can be a lot of different things. You know, Archangel Zadkiel always said so well, you know, some plants just grow better in shade. That's just what they need to thrive.
Yes.
And who are we to say that some experience does not deserve to thrive? And again, this goes back to the Oneness Talk Radio experience of all voices deserve to be heard. It doesn't mean we all have to agree, but if we can just meet each other at the level of you have the right to exist, then we have a place to build. And that's, I think that's been the gift of this miracle moment, that we have had so many miracles unfolding. And Sri, I want to read another one.
Sure.
Because we have had so many beautiful beings write us. And hey guys, is our phone line open today or not?
Hey, I didn't turn it on. I had a few
people say they tried to call. So we're going to turn the phone line so that we will bring you guys in during the second half of the show. So go ahead and get into the queue. Let me give you that phone number first. It is 517-208-1500. And hey, write that down because that's good for all of our shows, including Cracking the Reality Code with Johanna San. 517-208-1500 is your time to call in to Oneness Talk Radio. And remember, you can listen to the show while we are chatting with you.
We already have
people in the queue. So there we go. If you want to get in the queue, 517-208-1500. So Sri, I want to read, there's so many I want to read. Let's go to this one right here, because I think this is a beautiful one. And I'm going to read this one because once again, it's saying beautiful things about my beloved angel that you are. All right. So this comes from Patricia. And Patricia, the first thing I want to share with you is that the entire community is wrapping miracle love and presence around the passing and the transition of your beloved father during this time. Mm-hmm. I know your heart knows that this was a divine moment. And yesterday you mentioned here that you were with us during the Mastery Mentorship April ceremony and gathering, which those of you that have the app join us every month. And you mentioned that you were there. And the March 18th ensoulment that first brought the divine directors through has a message in it for you. And this was the one I asked Ken during our ceremony if it was okay for me to share with the world. So look for that. It's going to be in the app this week. That is the ensoulment for this week's ensouled message, because it feels like this is the moment it needs to be shared with the world. So those of you, again, get the app so that you can get the weekly ensouled message. All right, here's her email. Dearest Sri and Kara, I was able to watch the radio show yesterday, Saturday, and I want to thank you for explaining about the energies at this time. It was really helpful for me as I have been experiencing them, as well as interference energies too. Above all, though, I wanted to express my divine gratitude for the miracle you two are. Aww. Sri, There is an emanation coming through you that comes right across the screen. And I thank you for allowing me to feel that incredible peace and love. I can only compare it to being in the presence of an ascended master. It really is so visible, and you are radiant. Thank you both for re-upping your commitment to us, to be here for us when so many might have stopped and said no more. I am humbled to witness the miracle you two are. Much, much love, Pat. And Pat, as I'm sharing that with you, I'm actually getting a pain in my physical heart. And so my angel, I think it's because of you that we are supposed to read the installment that came through today. Sure. And so we're gonna wait till near the end of the show, but we really encourage you, if you've been tracking with everything that's happened, if you've been tracking with the miracle energy, if you're tracking with the show, stay and listen to this installment, and we'll end the show with it because it's so powerful. We want to just end the show and let you be with it. I think that's how we'll go, because as I'm sharing that, I'm feeling her pain subside.
Yeah.
And so I think there is a greater, and Sri and I have been agonizing, guys. This is what we've been like. We had one show planned. Do we do this? Do we not do this? We've been agonizing. So we're going to go to the phone lines in just a minute here, and let's start asking some of our callers if they think we should share this. But as of right now, I'm feeling like we should. I really do. Oh my gosh. We love you, Patricia. Thank you, honey.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Have no fear.
No, none. None. Whew. All right. Let's take some callers, and we have some more letters. And then unless our callers are like, nah, don't go there, we'll read you that installment.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to head to Anaheim, California.
Anaheim, California.
And we'll see who's on the line.
Namaste. Welcome.
Hello, dear.
Hi. I hear you.
Oh, my God. Three and Kira?
Yes.
Well, this is really weird. The reason why I was calling the number, by the way, this is Sari.
Hi, honey.
I could not get the radio show on the Oneness Talk Radio, and I was getting last week's radio show. So it was really strange that I called the number, and now you put me on hold, and here I am.
Okay.
Well that sounds to me like it's a meant to be moment, my angel.
I guess so. And you know what? I did write you an email this morning. And so maybe that is why I was supposed to get through, but I'm flabbergasted. I'm sorry. But is anybody else having a problem getting it, or was it just me?
No, their Oneness Talk Radio feed is having a technical error. So I love your commitment. It's such a role model for the exact energy of the moment. If this place says no, I'm going to find the place that says yes. I love that you're our first caller. I love your story. And I bow before your mastery.
And when you call, you get to listen to the show.
Wow.
Well, yes, wow. I'm just so jazzed right now.
So are we.
I've talked to you guys before. Oh, good. So, you know what? I just loved yesterday's show.
Thank you.
I did sign up for the app, but I missed yesterday morning's. So I will watch that.
Yes.
But I you know what? I don't know if you read my email today, but that really says it all for me.
Then thank you for telling me to look for it.
We'll look for it.
I will make sure it's forwarded to me. I have not seen it yet.
Okay. Yeah, it was like about 9 o'clock this morning. We're on the same time. But the whole illumination is really so powerful. The past few weeks. And there's no going back. And after three going through this, I just looked at that email and I was like, what? So everything that I thought was there was basically released in a sense to really just give it all to all that is. And I did write an email that day too, and you know whoever got it, but it was just so profound, the message that that from my higher self, my child, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And it was the exact rebirth, the rebirth of not only him, but both of you and all of us. Mm-hmm. To just take in that illumination and just embrace it and finally really know that this is what we were meant to do.
You're so beautiful. Shree and I are just sitting here beaming it. You're describing why we picked our background. If you're watching us at YouTube today, this is the cosmic lotus. And and that's exactly why we picked it, because it's everything you just said. So thank you, my love. Thank you, my angel. What a gift to hear from
you.
And thank you for the blessing of this moment. We love you, Sari, mm-hmm. and your whole family. Many blessings.
Namaste. Thank you. You too. Mwah. Have a wonderful day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Angel. Namaste. All right, Shree, who's next? We're going, it looks like, to Albuquerque, our old stomping grounds.
Say hi to Kathleen.
Kathleen, namaste, Angel.
Namaste. This is Kathleen. I'm so happy I got on.
So are we.
I have just been tears with the drama that you guys have been going through. It's just been overwhelming to live with this, and then watch you guys go through it with such grace. I'm just amazed.
Thank you, sweetheart. What a gift. How kind. How can we serve you, my love?
Well, I just wanted to, I guess, get a reading. I've all of a sudden in the last couple of days developed this pain in my head, sort of like in the back of my head and whatever. And I've been working on healing for quite some time for myself and my cats. And I'm just, I guess, looking for some kind of reassurance or guidance in some way about this, please.
Well, Kathleen, the first thing I want to share with you is I absolutely have just received a powerful message that said, along with the email we had from Patricia, your request is another reason why we're being affirmed that we're supposed to share this ensoulment that came through on today's show. And so I do want to share with you, make sure you stay with us to hear it, because it's like, as much as I thought this ensoulment came through just for Shree and I personally, I think it came through on a personal level for every person that's going to hear it. And so we are going to share it on today's show. And what they're saying is that when you open your heart to receiving even more and relax that which doubts, you will be able to expand through the energy that is being given to you. And so it's that piece along with the ensoulment we're going to read in about 15 minutes here live on the show. So breathe in, and I want you to just start relaxing now, just in this moment. Sit back, relax the show, smile, connect, have a beverage you enjoy, be with your beautiful babes, and feel the love of the healing presence start entering into all that you are. And thank you for opening this container. I feel like you've already opened the sacred container for the rest of the show, so I bow before your mastery, and I thank you for bringing that gift into all of us today, my love. Many blessings.
Oh my gosh, I don't think I've opened the container at all, but thank you for the compliment. It's like, I don't know how I've done it or what I've done, but anyway, I think you guys did the healing that Shree went through this past week. It's been amazing. It's been a real miracle.
Yes, it has, and you're part of that, so stay with us.
All
right, namaste, my love. Shree, let's say hi to Maureen out of, looks like, Woodbury, New Jersey. Namaste, Maureen Angel. Welcome.
Oh, namaste, Shree and Kira. I am so full of tears right now because of joy of getting through today. And I am so happy for the miracle with Shree and you. And as soon as I got the email, I wanted to express that immediately I sat down and I called in all my guides, and I requested that Shree, his guides, were next to him in the hospital and to supply him with what he needed for his healing and everything that transpired. And I felt a trust and a truth and a reassurance that all would be well. And I just kept holding that vision in my third eye, in my crown. And just every time I thought of both of you, I just reaffirmed the healing that was taking place. And it just brought such beautiful confirmation as to our connection. There isn't any borders for this beautiful love that we all share. And it's so divine. And I'm so happy that I got a chance to express that. And every gift of a soul reading that you've given us, Kira and Sri, together has been a beautiful gift to return that back. And it's a beautiful, beautiful relationship of a soul community. And I wanted to thank you and express my highest gratitude from the heart.
Oh, honey. I need to be wearing, I think I even thought about not wearing mascara today because you guys are just making us cry. And thank you. Thank you for the love of who you are and the blessing of witnessing your transformative miracle presence is an extraordinary honor. And we thank you for that.
Thank you so much. And I'm just so blessed to be a part of the miracle within you and all this community. And I express my highest gratitude and love and continuous listening to your beautiful souls sharing so much from your heart. And I thank you.
Thank you, my angel. Many, and stay for there. The ensoulment. Seriously, we love you.
I love you too.
Namaste. Oh my goodness gracious. You know, Sri, let's read another email.
Okay.
All right. So we have another email here, and this one came in from Jennifer, and her subject line is "Thank you, transformative."
Transformative.
Woo-hoo!
We like that.
We like that a lot.
Greetings, beloved Sri and Kira. I am so grateful for both your courage, strength, and dedication. This miracle was such a ripple effect amongst so many of us.
We agree.
I hold eternal gratitude in my heart for having such a loving family as guides in this beautiful journey.
We love you, honey.
I felt called to share with you what I experienced throughout the month of March. Day after day, I felt as though I was spiraling out of control, changing my name, losing my sense of identity, energy drainage that felt as though life was being sucked out of me. It felt as though some entity was sucking the light out of me while blinding me from understanding that it even was happening. Through last Saturday to Thursday, I started developing really intense physical pains, nausea, and vomiting. I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday night, I can't remember which evening, that I awoke from one of the most lucid dreams I've ever had in the middle of the night or early morning, where someone was trying to speak to me. My body felt as though it clenched into darkness and jolted frozen. I was terrified, as something like this had never happened to me before. Come Thursday, I awoke from all that had happened and felt another rebirth, similar to one that I experienced in October 2018, which was the catalyst for my new state of awakening. I was reborn into my true self. It was if someone had saw me chained to a little box of reality and unchained me, so my wings carried me up and out of the box.
Woo-hoo!
Into the heavenly light. I feel so light, such grace, such clarity. I finally put myself, my ascension journey with my light language and channeling on YouTube.
Yeah, girlfriend.
And created an altar that includes blessed water, inspired by a video of Kira with Awakening the Crystal Bridge.
Anchoring the Crystalline Bridge.
You were right. Anchoring the Crystalline Bridge. I am just so full of joy and feeling such energy of miracles. Thank you so much. You are blessings in this universe. I love you. Namaste, Jenny.
Well, Jenny, thank you and namaste. And we wanted to share your email because, again, this is just representative of, I don't even know how many emails we are getting of people that are having such similar April experiences. And again, if you go back, if you have the app, go back and listen to all the weekly energy guidance for the past month. And you're just going to be like, wow, wow, wow. I know we did. Sri and I went back and I was like, did we have to do it that literally? But, you know, the reality is we are in a power-filled moment. And again, Sri and I are going to be putting out another April video, hopefully in the next day or so. We had wanted to get it out this weekend, but honestly, guys, these shows are taxing my husband. Just having him here on these shows is a miracle.
A lot of energy.
So it's going to be a little bit yet, but we will get it out this week. That I think we can safely commit to without overpromising. And so let's take another caller, and then, we have plenty of time. Let's say hello, because we have so many people holding. So why don't we go right here? Let's go to Santa Fe.
We're going to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Woo-hoo! All right, another one of our old stomping grounds. Kate, namaste, Kate. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
There you are.
I'm just sitting here. I'm painting and nice. I'm just so happy you got through what you did.
Thank you.
You guys have been just an anchor for me.
And I thank you, because it's been hard times, huh?
It's been a challenging moment.
Yeah, that's all. You know, I can do with a lot of family leaving, but I understand that child, you know, falling apart, was falling apart, but it's part of her journey as well to show me. And I use so many of your tools to deal with her in New Mexico. Mm. And I thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'm just very grateful you're here.
Thank you, my love. We're grateful that you are here. And, you know, thank you for loving yourself enough to say yes, to saying, I will move forward. I will apply a tool that will assist my ascended presence to navigate density. You know, that's how we break free. So thank you for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. It's an amazing time. Uh-huh. And, you know, when you have a young adult and you want to show her the way, but it's not her time. And right. She said, this is not my path yet.
Right. Yeah. And so it is.
Yeah. You just respect it.
Yeah. You know, all voices have the right to be heard. Right. And so, you know, it is her journey.
Yeah. Boy, and that is quite the path. Yeah. And I did hear and the manager where she just went for bazillion time for a job said, you know, you have an old soul here, don't you?
Oh.
I guess. So
I love it. So anyways, that time is coming. And so thank you, Kate, for bringing your artistry, your painting into our show today and your sharing, and just feel how much we love you, honey. Many blessings.
Thanks for being here with us.
Okay. Namaste.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Who do we have next? We have Darren from, it looks like, Illinois. Namaste, Darren. Welcome to the show, Angel.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, it's Arlene.
Hi, Arlene.
Hi. This is actually, I have read all your things in the Sedona Journal.
Thank you.
For several years. And this is actually the first time I have tuned in and realized that you had this radio show. And I've been hearing all about this app. And the first thing was, I was wondering, how do I get this app?
Okay. Well, all you have to do is on your, what kind of phone do you have or device? You know, it's either an Apple.
I have a computer.
You have a computer. Yeah, the app is only for mobile devices. So it's for
okay. I have an Apple iPhone.
Perfect.
I can just get it right on there.
Exactly. So just on your iPhone, go to the Apple Store, the App Store, and type in.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll
easy
find
peasy.
It.
Easy peasy. You'll have it in a minute. Piece of cake.
Oh, okay. All right. What I really wanted to know is, I moved from Illinois to Florida, so that's why I have an Illinois phone number.
Okay.
And with my cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been into teaching spiritual classes and doing healing therapeutic touch. And when I came here to Florida, I just found that there were just so many people that were just unconscious, totally unconscious. And so in this area that I'm in, I've just started a spiritual class for people. I'm not even charging them for anything. I'm just wanted to get people involved. And I just wanted to know if you could see any, you know, which way I should go with this and anything about it that you could tell me.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. And the first thing I want to share with you is, my angel, you're right where you need to be right now. They're saying that you do not need to give yourself away. If anything, you're undervaluing yourself. They're saying even if you just do a donation basket with a minimum donation of $3 or $5, that you need to put more value on who you are, not hide, and ignite your presence in a way that calls forward great, the words they're giving me is clarity, confidence. And I would strongly suggest, if you have not yet looked at my quantum clairvoyance program, look at it. It starts this Tuesday night, and I think that that could really rapidly escalate what you're doing and also give you another thing to offer to these people. So just something to think about there. I don't think it's any accident.
Where is that program?
It's on our website. Just go to, on your computer, just go to shriandkira.com. And as soon as you get to our homepage, it'll say Quantum Clairvoyance starts this Tuesday. Click here.
Oh, okay.
And you can click there and learn all about it. And so, yeah, Angel, don't discount your value. It's time for you to be seen, and you are worth it. And there is a great group of people waiting for you. Thank you, Arlene. We love you.
Namaste.
Many blessings, honey. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Bye, honey. Thank you. Well, Sri, here we are. And what are we thinking? What are you guys thinking? I'm going to jump over to the Oneness Talk Radio chat for 1 minute. What are you guys thinking? Should we read this? I think we need to read this in Solomon. I don't think there's really an option here. I think that, okay, we have people in Florida saying, how do we contact Arlene? So Arlene, if you are still listening, Angel, please send an email to guest@shriandkiraradio, letting us know if it's okay to contact you, or even better, why don't you get to onenesstalkradio.com right now and jump into the chat room, because there's people that would like to know you. All right, and I'm seeing Insolvent, you guys are so cute. Oh, God, Sri, look at my heart.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, look at how cute you guys.
Please,
we love you.
I have an Insolvent.
Oh. Well, no, I'm going to cry, because honestly, guys, this is your Insolvent. And
It's also personal.
It's very personal. And yet I think the personal piece is for everyone. I don't think it's just for us personally. I think it's for all of you as well. And so I'm going to go ahead and, okay, here it is. So I don't know, Sri, maybe I think I'm the one that should read this, huh?
It's from you.
Okay.
And,
so my angels, again, here's just to tell you how this happened. We had just, Sri and I had just literally finished reading all the emails we read to you on the air today and a few others. And as we had done that, I realized that, you know, Sri's on this very, very special diet. And we're also in the middle of this major kitchen remodel here at Tosa Blue Mountain. So we're living off of a hot plate. And it's a very slow heating hot plate.
And liquefying things.
Yeah, so I told him, I said, okay, honey, I'm literally going to be an hour for what would normally take 15 minutes. And we had just been in this energy, and I was feeling very full with, and I wanted to put that love into cooking and get ready for Sri. And this happened while I was down there. And then as this was happening, I was told to send this to both Sri and Sue in real time. And there were two pieces. So we're going to read to you the final. This is the whole thing. So how do you think, should people maybe you want to relax, take a deep breath, maybe let go of the chat. Let go of anything, that kind of, maybe
yeah,
just really
yeah.
prepare to receive
this. It's important
this.
To recognize that not everything is understood by the mind.
No, and I'm watching the battery drain on my iPad. Interesting.
Yeah, there's
fascinating.
Of
there's enough left,
here.
But there's a lot of energy here. So
yeah.
Maybe bringing our hands to our heart. Do you want to maybe offer us a mantra of self-ascension before
Let's
I read this?
So before we align with the energy of this transmission, take a moment, inhale deeply. Oh, that's good. Do it again. Bringing a big, big breath in. Let it out with sound. Think along with me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
And as I am guided, I do just want to share that for any of you, the first part of this does have some personal information about myself. I'm sharing it with you because I've really been pushed from the universe. If in any way that would trigger you, please throw that out and don't let the whole message be left because of that. And so, Sri, I'd like us to do one more mantra, actually two more,
okay.
Two more times, so three total.
Continuing to breathe with presence. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
Maybe I'm learning how to transcend all pain, how to really let it all go. I was cutting apples to prepare for Sri's special post-op diet, and as I was cutting, the extreme pain from my left kneecap called me again. Every time I stood up the past few days, the sharp horizontal pain across the kneecap calling me, trying to literally take me down. I found myself bargaining with the divine. please, I cannot bear the thought of another surgery. Can I please just make it to Bhutan and navigate the places that I know hold the final keys so that I can be fully present at the 2020 New Year event with this energy that will assist so many others to ignite their own? I heard in the distance, yes, we can do that. Then I found myself saying, and I do not want to endure another surgery, not one more, ever. It was then I felt as if I was gazing at myself from a distance high above the scene I was witnessing. As I gazed down, I saw myself covered in a very breezy and thin white cotton sari. It was very loosely wrapped around me in traditional style, and my hair was close to calf length. My arms were exposed and they were wide open. And I saw what felt like hundreds of thousands of IV needles stuck into both arms. And my entire body felt as if I had just come out of a battle that I did not even know I was fighting. Was I even there? It was then I felt as if I had been suddenly yanked back to this world and clearly heard to stop everything I was doing and to write. The thought, for I know not whence it came, arose inside of me that offered an aha moment of such magnitude, my heart stopped for just a moment. Maybe I'm learning how to transcend all pain, how to really let it all go. I noticed outside the window of the solarium that the lilies are getting ready to bloom, just in time for the Easter resurrection energy, perfect on so many levels. My heart expands, and there is a joy that is entering into me as I write. I sense that this is the quote new way, that this is the rebirth, that this is the one that is filled with joy, celebration, and the wonder that each new child arrives into this journey of density with. A moment, an opportunity to literally start over. Of course, my lesson is to transcend all pain. The recognition that our first 17 years were the journey of learning that all pain can be transcended, that if we are committed enough and determined to follow through no matter what, then the miracle will unfold. When Sri and I met, it was such a depth of recognition that could have only arrived after years on working of ourselves as individuals. A beautiful and joyous early time when our love was new yet ancient and our entire journey ahead. I am grateful that we were loved enough by the universe that what lay ahead was not revealed, for most certainly we both would have said no. During this 17 years, we have survived and grown exponentially through the vast energies of density. For how else can we fully release density until we have harvested all of its gifts with love, sincerity, and presence? We have experienced betrayal. We have experienced fear. We have experienced hopelessness. We have experienced theft. We have experienced lies. We have experienced deception. And we have experienced unconditional love. We have experienced trust, we have experienced surrender, and we have experienced union. It has been this 17-year journey into the depth of the experience of the yoga of self-ascension as the art of ascended living that has now anchored miracles. This has called forward the richness of having lived through the awareness, saying yes to the experience, and once more arriving at the point of yet another choice. The cycles turn, and our cycle is the Miracle 17 that we shared with the world many, many years ago. So may be this the moment that we all transcend all pain as we let go of any attachment to the density and trust the universe to open the next chapter. We may not know where that chapter is taking us. However, we do know that our choice is to walk through this new door hand in hand. For together, we are better. And we are grateful to be able to share that with you right now. And when it came through, I did not even read it until about an hour later when I was sitting with Sri. And while it feels personal, it feels like it is your journey in whatever way it may be with you. And may your heart know how much we love you. And I sincerely invite you, if you have not yet considered joining us for Quantum Clairvoyance, there's a new energy in this program. Just like there's a new energy in AMI, why not give yourself the gift of experiencing this community as often as possible? And if you're not with us Tuesday night when we begin Quantum Clairvoyance, I hope you're with us Thursday night when Johanna Sand and I continue the Soul Mirrors Voices of Conscious Women conversation, and Sri and I will continue next weekend, because we are here due to you, and we thank you.
We are all traveling together, and may we reflect, may we be a mirror that will help amplify your own heart, your own expansion, and your own trust, because each life matters, each soul matters, every voice deserves to be heard, and we are connected. Beloved ones, till we have the joy of being with you live on our next show, may you breathe deeply, may you listen inwardly, and may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. We love you.
Oneness Talk Radio. Hip, fresh, and fun. Discover your positivity portal 24/7 and experience unique talk radio from around the planet, perfectly mixed with music that enchants your soul. At a moment where everyone is being challenged to stay awake and release fear, OnenessTalkRadio.com is here to remind us all of our divine mastery. Imagine the activating power of intentional oneness and universal healing available at any time. With shows in multiple languages and formats, relax and explore. Our commitment to uplifting music from superstars and fresh talent, combined with your favorite shows, will inspire you to stay all day and soak in the gift of connection. Once you experience our signature oneness moment, in only 3 to 5 minutes, your heart will expand as miracles unfold. OnenessTalkRadio.com. One world, one voice. Expand your vision.